So let's start first of all with the director of the national television. Yesterday, we have here in Tunisia an issue with the vice president of the Tunisian League for Human Rights and the vice president of the Journalists Union. They were not allowed to enter the building and to take part in a TV show. That was about the July 25th decisions and how we are going to move forward. So this has sparked a lot of indignation on social media. And the director of the national television said that it was orders or advices from the military to not allow anyone outside the whether the administration or the journalists that that are working in the television to enter the building. This sparked a lot of criticism, and the presidency, as well as the Ministry of Defense, they have denied such claims, and they said through their spokesperson that no, we didn't issue any order to the military to impeach anybody to access the building, and that we respect the freedom of speech and freedom of media, and there is no question of any kind of censorship.
With the political development so far, a lot of people are saying Tunisia is in a full-blown political crisis. Is that what you see on the ground?
On the ground, I mean, there is no kind of protest or demonstration. And of course, no clashes here between the two sides. The main issue is with the, let's say, the political elite or the political sphere. And what happened on July 25th was a normal consequence of a very deep crisis that has started months and months ago, with its peak being the COVID fourth wave. It is a deadly for concerning the death rates due to COVID-19. We have overcrowded hospitals, deadly oxygen shortages, and unfortunately at the same time, the political elite, the parliament, and the prime minister, as let's say, resigning from taking their responsibilities to face the crisis. So this has really sparked a lot and a lot of indignation.
People have expressed concern that the president's decision to suspend parliament, to fire the prime minister, and to sack a large number of senior government officials is a power grab and a coup. How are people reacting to this?
Well, according to a recent poll, a very recent poll that was published yesterday, 87% of Tunisians agree with Kais Saied decisions, and 76% they totally agree. It's even more than what he than the score of the second round of the presidential election. Let's remember that Kais Saied was elected with 72% of the voices. People really welcome it.